Let me just throw out Charles Banks Wilson. Does that mean anything to the family or to your father?
Oh, great guy. C.B. Wilson was wonderful. A little known story. You know that the old entrance to the Gilchrist Museum had the Woody Crumble peyote bird that was over it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was very well known. It's been removed now because it's got the new entrance that comes out. I didn't know this until the last couple of years. But when it came time for Dad to leave Oklahoma, and it was all of a sudden, you know, I think it came across quite suddenly, actually. Whatever contract in spirit that needed to be met between him and Thomas Gilchrist was met and accomplished. You can point to 150, 60, 70 pieces and say, well, you know, that was part of it, but it's just part of it, you know. There was an exchange of energies, heart, life, maybe just some time for a couple of guys to walk together for a while through life and draw inspiration from. But when it was accomplished, I think it happened quite fast, and he needed to go.
Happened quite fast, the leaving. The leaving.
It was accomplished.
He just knew it?
Yes, the time was accomplished. You know, a lot of times things are completed or accomplished, and we know what the schedule is, and a lot of times we don't. Or a lot of times we know and take it on out because we have a reason for taking it on out. Anyway, I think it happened quite fast.
Your father and Thomas, were they close?
They were tight.
They were tight.
Yeah.
So when you talked about that quick exit from Gilchrist, that came about not because Thomas wanted him to go.
No, I don't think there was any quarrel at all. No, 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 it was simply a personal schedule with Dad. He wasn't going to stay there the rest of his life and produce.
Right.
Everyone knows that. Artist in Residence is there for a while, and it has the timetable it does because no one can be expected to stay in that position and perform it for long. I mean, a year, 2 years, 6 months, you know, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, they didn't have a timetable set for it, so it revealed itself.
It may have been amazing. It lasted 3 years.
Exactly. So he was working on that big peyote bird over the entrance. He had it all roughed in and all that. And he left, and C.B. came in and finished it. C.B. painted it.
Oh, your father started it.
Yes. And he had the small painting that he was doing it from, which is in their collection. He had it all going up there, and it was one of those things, you know, that when Dad was moving in response to spirit, he didn't answer to anyone.
But then Charles Banks Wilson came to finish it, and did he do a good job?
Oh, superb. He's a great artist.
I interviewed him.
Oh,
and he's heard here on the website as well. And
I
found him very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Loved his Red Sox. And he had, almost a sarcasm to him that was very fun and appealing.
It was fresh.
Yeah. I went to his home in Arkansas and interviewed him there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a delight.